Well, Texas is the leading producer of oil in the U.S., but like so many industries, the pandemic has not been kind to the oil business. NewsAsian correspondent Marky Martin is live in the western part of the state known for its oil production. And Marky, lots of ups and downs recently and over the past year, year and a half.
Yeah, Nicole, it was not kind to the communities who depend on that lucrative market. At the height of the pandemic, the price of oil actually went negative. At its very lowest point, it went to below $37 a barrel. So you had a lot of these pump jacks, these rigs, these service fields that just went quiet for some time. And now you have this entire industry and entire communities trying to bounce back.
This may not be a one-horse town.
When you think of oil and gas in Texas, you definitely think of Midland and Odessa.
Regardless of what your job is, if you're in West Texas, you're in the oil business.
Renee Earls leads the Odessa Chamber of Commerce.
I was sitting right there in that chamber boardroom when it came across that oil was basically worth nothing, you know, below zero. And while we've seen things get tough, we've never seen that.
It was April of 2020. The pandemic had just taken hold. And oil demand dropped to almost zero. Nobody was flying, so airlines parked planes. Nobody was driving to work, so gas stations sat still. The world virtually stopped using oil, and the bottom fell out of the market.
I always have up and downs in our oil and gas industry, but last year we got hit with a double whammy.
Kirk Edwards says in the spring, prices dropped below $37 a barrel. The number of active drilling rigs in West Texas fell from 600 to 150, costing this area alone some 40,000 jobs.
2019, we had the lowest unemployment rate in the state of Texas. After the pandemic hit, Odessa had the highest unemployment rate in the states.
This is Grand Central for our well servicing group.
Carter Robinson is CEO of American Energy Management. He says the biggest problem with the crash was that no one saw it coming.
I don't know that we ever will see that again. I mean, that was unprecedented.
Revenue for his business was down 80 to 90%.
It was a gut check moment of, are we going to survive this? What are we looking at going forward?
And many companies here didn't. But in the past year, oil prices have nearly doubled and are now hovering near $80 a barrel.
I would say there's signs of life here in West Texas for sure. And they're positive signs, and that's the things we have to keep this industry going ahead.
Yeah, definitely not a one-horse town, but a one-industry town for sure. And Nicole, you had workers here who were used to living high on the hog, as those experts told me earlier this week. You know, used to the finer things, steakhouse dinners, lobster dinners. Those households could depend on one income. And some of those workers, for the first time in their life, showing up to those pandemic food pantry lines because that's how dire things got here. But those experts tell me for that kind of loss to happen again, the entire world would have to go into worldwide lockdown once again. Nicole.
And we certainly hope that doesn't happen. Mark, you have to say, excellent work by you and photographer Austin Miller. Great storytelling as always. Thank you so much.